From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Northern California's Folsom State Prison is on lockdown today. Authorities say seven inmates were hospitalized after a riot broke out at the facility last night. Officials initially said five inmates were shot by guards, but now that number is unclear. As Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio reports, about 200 inmates were involved.
A prison spokesman says three dozen officers responded, opening fire with non-lethal and live rounds to quell the riot that erupted in the exercise yard. It took the guards about half an hour to get the situation under control. At least five inmates were struck by gunfire. All are expected to recover. No officers were reported injured. The prison has been put on indefinite lockdown. Officials haven't indicated what sparked the incident. There have been a number of riots at Folsom over the years. The most recent one occurred in October of last year. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
NATO says more than 13 insurgents have been killed and five captured after attacks on a pair of NATO bases in eastern Afghanistan were beaten back today. Four of the dead insurgents were wearing suicide vests. NATO says no coalition troops or Afghan security forces were wounded and the attacks did little damage. Pakistanis are dealing with more flooding today. Now into their fourth week, the floods are inundating villages and displacing thousands in the southernmost province of Sindh. NPR's Susanna George is there.
The levee protecting the southern town of Tata breached in two places late Friday. The new wave of floodwaters forced tens of thousands of people, their cattle and livestock in tow, to flee their homes overnight by bus and on foot. Many took refuge in an ancient graveyard on a hill just outside the city, while some still refused to leave their property unprotected. The town of Tata is just kilometers away from where the Indus pours into the Arabian Sea. It's the natural drainage point for the floods that have traversed the country from north to south, destroying towns, farmlands, and killing more than 1,500. Government efforts are now underway to repair the breached levees and save the city. Susanna George, NPR News, Sindh Province, Pakistan.
Iraq's prime minister has put the nation on top alert for terror attacks. Nouri al-Maliki says his government has information that groups linked to al-Qaeda and members of the outlaw Ba'ath Party are planning a series of attacks. Maliki's warning comes as the U.S. completes the transition to primarily training and advising Iraqi troops. President Obama says it's a promise he's fulfilled.
I brought home more than 90,000 troops since I took office. We have closed or turned over to Iraq hundreds of bases. In many parts of the country, Iraqis have already taken the lead for security.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. In the GOP address, Florida Senate candidate Marco Rubio focused on the Democrats' handling of the economy and government spending. This is NPR News. Hurricane Danielle in the Atlantic Ocean is diminishing, but the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it still poses a threat as a Category 2 storm with winds up to 110 miles per hour. The storm is set to pass east of Bermuda today. A tropical storm watch is in effect there, but the Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says Danielle does not pose a direct threat to land.
We expect that Danielle will turn towards the north and then towards the northeast during the next 24 to 48 hours. And on the forecast track, the storm will pass well to the east of Bermuda and then head out to sea and eventually become a big wintertime type blow over the North Atlantic.
Forecasters say Danielle could produce dangerous rip currents along the east coast. A huge fire in Texas has destroyed all the electronic voting machines in the state's largest county. As Jack Williams from member station KUHF in Houston reports, the fire comes less than 2 months before the start of early voting.
The three-alarm fire at a warehouse in Houston destroyed 10,000 e-slate machines used during elections in Harris County. The electronic tablets are a little larger than an iPad. Elections officials estimate the loss at $30 million and will now ask other counties and the e-slate vendor for help in replacing the machines before early voting starts in October. This is Harris County Clerk Beverly Kaufman.
The elections community around this state and around this country are very close-knit, very supportive of one another. I'm optimistic and very comfortable that we're going to be able to do the job.
Early voting in Texas starts October 18th. Arson investigators are looking into the cause of the fire. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.